your thoughts on Alfonso and Tavon and first start, first action for those two guys on Sunday, and just your thoughts after looking at film and whatnot.
Well, I think it's going to be, like every player that we take a look at in the game in general, after we play the game, just try to do the best we can to try to improve on the performance that we did on the field. I mean, obviously, the defense, we're just trying to get better every week and looking to, to improve. So I think those guys obviously went in and did some things well. They did some things that they need to improve on and back out there and hopefully keep working to get better every week.
Obviously, you're not going to put them out there unless you think they're prepared. But, I mean, I'm assuming you also can't really know that until they're in the game action. I mean, do you feel like they translated well from practice to the game and they met your expectations?
Well, I think everybody that's on the team hopefully is prepared to go out and play well in the game in whatever role it is that they have to go out and participate in. I think everyone goes out and tries to, prepare themselves like they're going to go out and play. So, I mean, I think, that's what they're doing. That's what we're trying to do. So, I think that was a kind of a preparation thing for everybody. I can't really be specific about that.
Do you think Alfonso Denard at least made a little bit of a case for more playing time based on his performance?
Again, I think everything, everyone on the team's just, tries to go out and do their job to the best of their ability. So, certainly everyone that played had some good plays, and certainly everyone that played had some plays they, could improve on. So we're just going to look at that every week and try to always put the best guys we can out there.
Matt, where's Jake Beckett at right now as far as his developments?
I think Jake, again, just another guy right now that's working hard every day to improve and trying to get better. Great effort every day in the building to try to do that. So he's just working really hard.
Matt, you've faced some really good running backs in the past few weeks. Where does Marshawn Lynch stack up?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, their offense, obviously they have some great players, and Marshawn Lynch is certainly, top on that list. Very, very, tough, hard-nosed runner, fast, great, agility. This guy is a true challenge horse. I mean, he is he's a phenomenal running back, so it'll be a lot of work for us.
Matt, Bill talked earlier about his ability to break tackles and make extra yardage. Is that... you guys don't really have a chance to get too physical during the practice week with limited padded practices, but is there a way to stress tackling? And if so, is there a way to work on it as well?
Good question. I mean, I think we always try to stress the fundamentals every week of the game of football, and certainly when you face players like this, and really all of them, Turbin, Washington, they all do a great job as far as breaking tackles, running hard, and just getting positive yardage when they touch the ball. So it's got to be a point of emphasis. Again, like I said, when you face players like this, the fundamentals are going to be really important for us to execute, and obviously tackling is, top of that list.
Matt, Rob Ninkovich has sort of made the transition from linebacker to defensive end. Do you think that he's sort of finding a comfort level there now because of the impact plays that he's made the last couple weeks?
I think, Rob, like everyone on the defense and on our team, is prepared to play in multiple positions or wherever we see his fit and play him to the best of their ability. So, I think that's all he's trying to do is go out and improve every week and really try to fit whatever it is that we're asking him to do that week. So he's just got to keep working to get better and improve and try to do everything he can to help the team, which he's doing.
Matt, you lead the league in takeaways. What are your thoughts on that?
I think really the most important thing, obviously, is that we're successful as a team, and that's really what we're focused on. I think we're just trying to go out and take advantage of whatever opportunity presents itself on the football field and make sure we're prepared to do that, whether it's, takeaways, situational, down and distance, personnel, whatever it may be. We're just obviously trying to go out and perform well as a team, and that's the most important thing.
that you go from facing, you know, one of the top quarterbacks of his era, maybe of all time, last week, into a guy who's got five NFL starts under his belt. Is it difficult to change gears like that, or does the preparation remain the same?
Good question. I mean, I think really, you know, you got to look at Seattle and Russell Wilson and just what a great job he's done handling the offense and, you know, managing what they're doing out there. It certainly is a different transition for us, but, you know, that's what we do every week. It's a different team every week. So, you know, that's why we're really just focused on Seattle right now. I think, you know, we're talking about a guy, Russell Wilson, that's very athletic, very fast, can really, you know, do a great job of moving around and get the ball downfield and get it to his players that he needs to get the ball to keep, you know, the offense in business. So certainly presents a different challenge for us, but an extremely difficult one.